much for coming. So we're gonna explore a few questions through movement. How can we embody the transcendent? How can we transfer stillness into action? How can we bring more aliveness, more juiciness into our lives and to our relationships? How can we kind of ground all those qualities in higher states that we sometimes taste during meditation or prayer? How can we bring that into this physical body and into our relationships? So first, four agreements. No talking on the dance floor, even though we will have some moments of verbal communication as well. Second, no phones, no shoes, and no name tags. So I see you remove your name tags. Third, respect yourself and others. And fourth, radical innocence and radical commitment. So, what if this was the first time you were dancing? How would you move?
Wow, what's all this?
What if it was the last time you were dancing? With that quality of wonder, awe, innocence, curiosity, but also a kind of commitment. Even if you're exhausted, even if you've been overeating, even if you're tired, this is your last dance, what are you going to do about it? Something like that. That's a good reminder. Thank you. So please look after yourselves, look after others, and let's start by finding a space, a comfortable spot where you can take a moment and land in your body and do whatever your body asks for, maybe stretch or come a bit lower, or yawn, or just take a moment to make a conscious transition into this space and into your self. Is anyone not okay with me recording some moments?
What do you do with it afterwards?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. If it's only for you, I'm okay. If you publish it out, I'm not okay.
Uh-huh. It's so published, so people can buy the recording.
Yeah, but I'm talking about video recording some moments. Okay, I won't. I'll be mindful and not keep you. And
you say you are going to publish it.
I might. Initially, it's for me.
You might. I feel the same.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. You too. Everyone to have the same. listening to whatever the body asks for. As we come into this space of listening, physical heart, but your inner heart. Taking a moment to feel that presence and that kind of multidimensional quality of the heart. up to greater possibilities. What makes me jump out of bed in the morning, or what keeps you late at night when everyone's resting and you're still so turned on, because there's something in you that inspires you, fills you with spirit. What inspires me? So kind of holding that question in one hand, and on the other hand, asking a second question. Person or anything, so no need to overthink it. meditation, take your time. Closer and keeping one hand on your heart but bringing the other hand on your partner's heart so that you're both touching each other's heart. And even though it might be kind of an intimate leap, just kind of breathing into that, creating a bit of space. And for a moment, close your eyes. Visualize kind of that energy flow, that field of these two hearts connected. With all their inspiration, all their beauty, and also their heartbreak. Short Tonglen meditation. So you're kind of inhaling their heartbreak, inhaling their suffering, and exhaling pure love into your partner's heart. Powerful purifier. No matter how polluted the air might be, the heart can heal and purify it. taking a moment to kind of step back if you need to, coming back to that kind of personal space. We're gonna stay with this partner, just kind of taking a moment to digest that initial connection. And we're going to do a movement meditation with this partner. So finding a space where you can move comfortably, perhaps spreading out or balancing a little bit throughout the room. So in this exercise, one of you will be the dancer and the other one will be the witness. The dancer dances whatever needs to be danced, whatever is coming up from this space that we've created already. Perhaps dancing your beauty, your inspiration, and your heartbreak, or whatever comes up. And the witness will hold space, will be present to the dance of your partner. And at the end, I will ask the witness to stand up or come closer and welcome the dancer. It can be with a gesture or it can be with a physical hug. If that's the case, then I invite you to kind of hug with your left arm over so that you're kind of opening that heart space. And also synchronize your breath so that as you're hugging, kind of synchronizing your breathing patterns, as one of you inhales, the other one exhales. And so do you know Andrew Holecek? Andrew Holecek is a lucid dreaming teacher. He's a friend of Ken Wilber. And he interviewed Ken once. And he asked him, so if you were to summarize like all your work in one sentence, what would that be? And Ken said, oh, that's easy. It's very practical. Look at the person in front of you and realize that they are a deity. They are a god. And hug them. So somehow, this exercise, witnessing and dancing, is that you're realizing that your dancer, the person you're holding space for, is a deity. And of course, you will get distracted, you will want to look at other dancers. Normal, that's what our mind does, but coming back. And at the end of the meditation, the witness will come closer and kind of welcome home and say, hey, non-verbally say, your dance was seen and your dance is welcome. All right. Any questions? Anything that's not clear?
What do the pairs do? What are they doing?
So one is a dancer,
yeah,
and the other is a witness, and then we will switch. And the witness can choose whether they want to sit or stand up, however you feel comfortable witnessing. Witness stands or sits still, witnessing the dancer, focusing entirely on the dancer. Okay? And so finding your space, choose who's going to be the dancer and who's going to be the witness. And the dancer can start moving with whatever. So I just asked, did he leave? Or is he, oh no, sorry, you're here.
Yeah.
I didn't see you. Because we're in an odd number, and I don't want to participate, I want to hold the space for everyone, but because we're an odd number, I asked them to change partners, and I asked the technician to step back so that we can be in pairs, and me not be in the exercise with you. I need to be outside holding a space for everyone. Is that clear now?
So that means that there is one more person, right?
Yes, who's the technician? What's your name again? Sorry,
Joel.
I forgot.
I'm Joel.
And the dancer doesn't have to be in the side of the witness.
The dancer can play, yes.
All wrong.
Yes, of course, be aware of the other dancers. So perhaps dancing with what just happened and that confusion and that tension as the dancer listens to whatever the body asks for, whether eyes closed or eyes open, and the witness bringing full focus to the dancer.
You have a unique opportunity inside your own being. You're neither the breath nor the mind play, because you're able to watch the breath, to watch the senses, to watch what you call ego. The body is only a product of consciousness, and his consciousness is a form of consciousness. This instrument is here to help you to wake up to who you are. If you don't wake up to who you are in this body, then this body is merely the pajamas of the being. You are sleeping. you say the mind flow now is shaking, the tree of the mind is shaking. Huh? What do you think?
Finds a way to bring that to a closure, and the witness gets ready to welcome the dancer as if they had just come back home after a long journey, whether it's with just a gesture or a physical embrace. Just saying with that embrace, your dance is witnessed. Your dance has a place in this world. Finding a way to step back and say thank you and switch roles. So the dancer becomes the witness, finding a comfortable space, whether on the ground or standing up. You can be still and witness. And the previous witnesses become the dancer. Either eyes open or eyes closed. Dancer finding a way to bring that to a close, and the witnesses getting ready to welcome your dancer, whether with a gesture or a physical embrace. Welcome home.
Thank you.
finding a way to thank your partner. Stay with that partner, and we're gonna do. We're gonna play a game to expand our possibilities. So, can I demonstrate with you? So we have this element on one hand, just pushing, trying to keep that balance. With that stick, as we explore different possibilities, and play around. No big deal if the that might happen many times, so we just start again. Push, keep the balance, play, explore. Maybe different levels. All right. Come and grab a stick. There are some that are a bit sharp, so be careful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can use that as well.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we're gonna add a second element. So one side keeps that stick, pushing, keeping the balance, playing around. Second element. Come. A string. Same thing, we'll keep the balance, but we'll hold the string with our fingers. And this time we'll pull. So pull me. Pull, pull, pull the string. Yeah. And at the same time, push with the string. Push and pull. Push and pull. And all the possibilities that creates. Negotiate, I don't know how, but one hand, the hand with the stick, push me with your right hand, push, yeah, that's it, and pull the other hand, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but of course you'll get entangled and find a way, so come and grab a string. One hand pulls, the other hand pushes. That's it. It might fall many times. Make it even more interesting. Find pair up with another couple. Make a group of four. Same thing, but now four. Yes.
So we share the strings with the two guys.
Yes. Same thing. One stick, one string.
Like this.
Like this, exactly. Yep. Yeah, one stick you can, actually you can try five, and you can even, yeah, that's it. Thank you. See the molecules in the air, we could see, wow, actually the movement of others affects my body and my movement affects theirs. So keep moving, same fabric, same experience. The connections are still here, interdependent. Just feeling into the ripples, looking for those pathways. Space with feeling all that, how your body and movement is informed by all the movements of the other bodies. And we're gonna finish with a short wave, a short movement, wave from the five rhythms. Has anyone danced five rhythms?
Yes.
So, first rhythm is flow. The feeling or the image is like water, water flowing. And that feminine quality of receiving the music, receiving the movement, very gentle, gentle, gentle flow. Second quality, second rhythm, staccato, a bit more edgy, rhythmic, percussive, bones, maybe buildings, urban, earthy. Yes. Third, chaos, when it builds up. Letting it go, ragdoll, like a ragdoll, fire. That's the third rhythm. Fourth rhythm, lyrical. Kind of the calm after the storm, like a leaf carried by the wind. And the last rhythm is stillness, when we integrate the whole journey. All right?
Yep.
Cool. So a good way to begin is to chop your head off. Relax. Your head, look down at your feet. Imagine you're looking at your feet for the first time. And let your feet take you to a different place in the room. Just connecting to that, to the textures, to the weight. be a trio. And saying goodbye to those feet. Coming back into your own journey. Follow your feet to another place.
Thank you.
transition into the second rhythm, staccato, rhythm, beat, earth, edges, bones, drums, heartbeat, clarity, sharp.
Thank you.
that flow and that staccato of the water and the earth coming into a big circle as we move into the next rhythm. Imagine your body's a ragdoll, fully relaxed, chaos, fire, and of course fire needs oxygen. So breathe, breathe, and drop into the fire whatever needs to burn out, be purified. Come down the wave into the next rhythm, lyrical, and the calm after that storm, the element of air and wind, feeling the air around your body, feeling the air kissing your skin like a lover. light. Integrating and receiving the medicine of the dance. to rest. Making a transition between that final landing and making your way back into the center of the room so we can finish for today by coming together in a circle. I know we could stay here forever, but it's time to finish and we can carry on with the dance outside. For now, let's bring this session to a closure by holding hands. Please come. And this is a landing mechanism. Let's take all three breaths together. Breathing in and sighing it out. Once again, breathing in. Thank you for showing up for yourself, being here, and wishing you many, many juicy dances, fiery, earthy, watery, and thank you. Thank you. Let's go.